Hi, welcome to the Hungarian Living Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth Szabó-Vas. Our goal is to discover, celebrate, and share Hungarian heritage and encourage you to do it too. We'll touch on food, travel, history, music, and language, and share stories from our listeners. We're glad you're here. This is a podcast where we'll encourage you to dig deeper to learn about your Hungarian heritage in a variety of ways. We'll have thought-provoking conversations and share resources. So whether you know a little or a lot about being Hungarian, this is the place to be. Welcome to another episode of Hungarian Living. Today I'm visiting with my friend Juli Horvat from Kecsch, Budapest. See ya, Juli. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Liz. Thanks so much for having me here.
You bet. Hey, can you share a little about Kecsch, Budapest? How did this idea start?
Sure. I'd be happy to. Just to give you a little background and like quickly about us, we're a couple, Flo and I, who run Kecsch Budapest together. Flo is from South Tyrol. It's a German speaking minority in Italy. And I'm from Hungary, so I'm Hungarian. We met in 2017. And just to give you a little background. So when we met, we were both in kind of a state of flux and transition. We weren't very happy with our jobs at that time, and we were kind of both in figuring it out mode, and that was independently from each other. And then when we became a couple, Flo became interested in my language and like he wanted to learn Hungarian. And then he did what I guess the majority of the people would do. So he started to Google material, like he downloaded apps and looked at different websites, courses, etc. And that's already where like the first problem started with him learning Hungarian. All he found at that time was kind of outdated textbooks and also like these apps were kind of obsolete. So those kinds of material that like teach different ways to say hello and goodbye and like with a big focus on dry grammar rules. Yeah, so our problem was we didn't find anything with a real true to life application. And that's how the idea of Kecsch Budapest came, to get back to your question. So we wanted to fill this gap and we wanted to create a Hungarian material on our own, like for that purpose. And yeah, so basically a material from which both Flo and others can learn the language better.
Okay, so Flo's need to learn the Hungarian language and his challenges made you think about creating a different approach that was not what you were seeing out there in the materials that were available.
Yeah, exactly. Our main goal always was to create a material that actually prepares Hungarian learners to what awaits them in the real world, actually shows how Hungarians speak, how they speak in like a natural setting. So that really teaches useful, applicable words and sentences. So yeah, that was always what we had in mind with that. Yeah.
Okay. So then how has it evolved from your, how you were first thinking about what to do and how has it kind of grown or changed?
It's kind of interesting. The very first thing we did was to send out one relevant daily Hungarian word to Hungarian learners every weekday, always along with example sentences and related words and the pronunciation. And actually, we still keep that up. So for 3 years now on every single weekday. And at the same time, so this was in 2017, we started to publish mini lessons on our webpage on Kecsch Budapest about relevant like Hungarian related topics, like useful phrases, grammar lessons, which we thought every learner can benefit from. And that's how we started seeing how there was really a demand for this. So a lot of people signed up for receiving these daily words and the mini lessons. And as of today, we have almost 5,000 Hungarian learners who receive these words. And
That's awesome. We have been receiving them for at least 2 years. It's a great way to keep Hungarian in front of my face.
I think you were among our first subscribers, like definitely the first 500. I clearly remember when you reached out to me actually, or to us. Yeah, so and after that, we wanted to create something more. Like we wanted to create a language course. And yeah, that's how in 2018, we created the Smart Hungarian audio course. And then actually this year, just 2 months ago, we re-released our second course, which is the Smart Hungarian Short Stories. And yeah, in the meantime, I also started to give language sessions in which I help learners to focus on what's relevant for them, like in their own self-study. So yeah, I'd say it all evolved pretty much step by step. So it wasn't like, okay, we sat down and we had this very detailed plan. Actually, not at all. So we started with these daily words and then kind of everything evolved throughout these 3 years. And yeah, we always went where the learners took us, actually.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Was that because people were asking you questions about things or asking for more in a different way, and you thought, okay, well, now we can develop this because people are asking for this?
Yeah, exactly. So we always got, it's a very active community, the Hungarian learning community. People always have the chance to reply to each of our emails. And we often also ask them questions like, okay, what is your biggest challenge, for example? And we received lots of replies and emails from people telling us about their story and why they are learning the language and yeah, what their challenges mm-hmm. are. Yeah. So based on these questions and based on this feedback from our learners, exactly.
Sure. Okay. So that's great. So it's not just that you have this idea and you're going to do it no matter what, you're actually formulating it based on the response. Of the
yeah,
people.
Definitely.
So their needs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me, who wants to learn Hungarian? You know, I know why I want to learn Hungarian. I mean, I have a Hungarian heritage, but what kinds of people and backgrounds have you been in communication with, and how do you find them? And, you know, how many of them are there? Because I'm sure you hear a lot of interesting stories about the motivation behind learning Hungarian or the desire to learn.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, it's a really good question. So yeah, in the very beginning when we started, what we assumed is that, okay, who wants to learn Hungarian? It's definitely foreigners or expats who live in Budapest. So that was like our notion of it. And that's also why we named the site Catch Budapest. And initially we even shared lots of like Budapest city tips for like living there and how to mm-hmm. how to make the most of your time there. But yeah, like pretty soon we figured out that this assumption was only partly true. So yes, it's true mm-hmm. that many of our learners do live in Hungary and especially in Budapest, but also in the countryside actually. But at least half of them don't. So they are Hungarian learners are everywhere. This is like one of my biggest takeaways, actually. So I'd say we have three big groups of learners. So yeah, the first who live there. The second big group consists of those people who have a Hungarian partner. So wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, and who want to learn their partner's language and their partner's family's language. Mm-hmm. That's a big group. And the third big group is actually also those who live abroad and seek their heritage. So those people mostly they live in the US, the UK, or even like lots of them in Australia or even New Zealand. So really from in all corners of the world. So yeah, this is because many people fled Hungary during the World War or communism. And the descendants of these people, many of them are very eager to connect to their roots and they want to learn the language that their grandparents or their great-grandparents spoke. And actually, Liz, this is also how we found each other. So,
yeah. You know, it's been a long quest for learning Hungarian and I find that I need lots of different ways to have the language in front of me. And yeah. So definitely the one Hungarian word a day is one of them, and also the short stories. But so why do you feel like people are putting up with Hungarian? You know, it isn't an easy language yeah. to learn, and obviously you were born into it, so it may not seem as hard for you, but as you are trying to help Flo understand, you know that it's challenging. Why do people put up with Hungarian?
Yeah, definitely. Like it's challenging. I like to say it's unique and it's different, but yes, of course, definitely it's challenging. So yeah, there are various reasons. It really depends on the learner, why he wants to learn. So those who live in Budapest, they mostly need it in their everyday lives, or even their jobs require a certain level of Hungarian. Those people who are learning because of the partner, so this is also why Flo started initially. So they wanted to learn more about my language or even my culture. Yeah, and those who seek their roots or their heritage, they want to speak both. So they want to speak with the Hungarian part of their family. And the other part is also, like, many of them even know a lot of Hungarian, but they are also looking to learn, like, modern Hungarian as it is spoken today, because the language actually evolved a lot, like, in the last 50, 70 years, along with technology and, like, with modernization. So, yeah, they are looking to learn, like, the contemporary version of the language as well.
Okay. Yes, there is definitely the challenge of when your grandparents, you know, my grandmother came over as a child. She was like 2 years old.
Yeah.
And so her grandparents spoke, yeah, they were born in the 1800s. Yeah. And so they spoke a language, and that's what she was raised in. And then when she was raising, you know, she married another Hungarian, and then they were raising their children, and they were also still speaking that same language, which, you know, still today, you know, the language changes. And so it's a very interesting, you can step back. Sometimes it's been said that when somebody comes that has learned language, the old Hungarian, it seems interesting for a current Hungarian to listen to somebody speak old Hungarian when they're so young.
Definitely. Like that. It's a really beautiful thing, actually, because I also learn a lot from our learners. So every week we receive emails like, oh my God, can you translate me that word? What does it mean? I couldn't find it anywhere, or I couldn't find a translation, and I don't know it. Like it's a word I've never heard of. And then I look it up, of course. And then I'm like, oh, okay, that's it. But it's really interesting because I've also learned a lot from our learners.
Okay, so you started off with the one Hungarian word a day, and then you created a Hungarian language course. So why did you decide to create language courses?
Yeah, so as we had all these correspondences with our learners, we really saw the need for it. So there's only so much that you can teach via a webpage, and we wanted to take it a step further with these courses. So actually what we wanted is to combine what helped Flo and apply it to the biggest challenges that our learners face. And we thought and we saw that the best way to do this is by creating language courses. So it goes a lot further than just putting information onto a website. We could do it, could make it more interactive. We could go a lot deeper through the courses, actually. So that's why we did it.
Okay. So explain the two courses. So there's the Smart Hungarian audio course. And then there's Smart Hungarian Short Stories.
Yeah, so the courses are very different. I'd say I'd start with the newest one, so which is the short stories. So the short stories, basically, we created them to tackle the challenge of understanding the unique nature of Hungarian. So everything that makes Hungarian so Hungarian. These are the suffixes, the prefixes, and the sentence structure. And we wanted to help people understand why Hungarian is built up the way it is. And via that, we wanted to help them form their own correct sentences in the end. One thing we really often hear is, Yuli, I will never be able to form a correct sentence. And we created the short stories to alleviate this problem. For this purpose, we wanted to create a reading material that's interesting and which people actually like to read. The short stories course consists of 8 short stories. We wrote all of them from the pool of the 2000 most frequent Hungarian words. This was our number one aspect, to only use words which are really relevant to Hungarian learners. That was the first thing. And probably the most important feature of the courses is that every story is interactive. So you can click on every suffix and every prefix and every conjugated verb, and you see its meaning. So you see what this suffix or prefix does to the verb, and or see why the verb is conjugated the way it is. So with the course, basically the job of the learner is just to read and to enjoy the stories and to understand these suffixes and prefixes and the sentence structure. So basically the Hungarian grammar through this enjoyable and exciting activity, not through like a boring or dry grammar book.
Sure.
Yeah, so that was the main thought behind. And yeah, of course, we have also added translations and like plenty of exercises to each story so that the learners can also practice what they have learned through the stories. So yeah, what gave us the idea also was that we saw that like too many learners basically force themselves through Hungarian novels or through children's books or even like news pieces and basically things they wouldn't even read in their mother tongues. And it's very true that reading helps, but only if you read material which is tailored to your needs. So this is where the short stories basically come in. So yeah, so if you ask yourself, what the hell is this prefix or suffix doing here? Or why is this sentence put this way? Why isn't it a different word order? And you don't want to look for the answer in a grammar book, then I think the short stories might do the trick.
Yes. And they are, you know, I've gone through several of them and it is interesting. It's fun for me to see how much I comprehend, but then there's the part of it is, okay, how much am I not comprehending? You know, what did I miss? Even though it might be a little word, but it changes the meaning. And so it's helpful to see that it's a good way to round out your Hungarian experience as you're learning. Okay, so what about the Smart Hungarian audio course? How does that differ?
Yeah, so the Smart Hungarian audio course, it tackles Hungarian from a completely different angle, actually. So the audio course is, like as the name says it as well, it's a listening course. So we created it because like one of the biggest challenges both our learners and also Flo faced is that like no matter how much they learned Hungarian, like no matter how much vocabulary they learned at their desk, how much time they spent with grammar rules, learning the grammar, understanding it, many people aren't able to follow a regular, normal paced Hungarian conversation. So the reason for that is that spoken Hungarian is very different from written textbook Hungarian. Like the letter doesn't prepare you for the former. So textbook Hungarian doesn't prepare you for a real life conversation in the end. And this is because also if you think of the English language or any language, like even as I'm talking now, like I occasionally slur, I speak fast, or like people make mistakes while I speak or whatever. And like a textbook dialogue will not prepare you for this. And that's also the reason why so many people give up learning Hungarian in the end. So many learners leave Hungarian with the experience that they spend so much time at their desks and they learn so many words and they learned how to conjugate or whatever. They spend a lot of time with grammar and they don't see any results in real life. So that's the background on the audio course.
Sure.
So what the audio course basically is, it's 20 natural spoken Hungarian conversations about relevant everyday topics. And the most important part of it is that these conversations, although they are recorded at like normal speed, they come with transcripts, translations, which makes basically all the difference to, for example, watching a movie or listening to the radio, because this is also like these things are also at normal speed, but people still aren't able to follow because they don't have anywhere to rely on. Like they can't look at what has been said. That's why we provided transcripts and translations so that learners can in the end exactly see where the gap is between what they studied at their desk and real life spoken Hungarian.
So how do you design a course?
Yeah, it's a long process actually. So before we did the first course, before we created the first course, the Smart Hungarian audio course, what we did was create a large survey. So we wanted to, with this survey, we wanted to reach as many Hungarian learners as possible. So we sent it to our email list, we posted it on Facebook, and in the end, more than 200 people answered, which was really insightful. And the question around which this survey revolved was actually simple. So it was, what's your number one single biggest challenge when it comes to learning Hungarian? So this is what we wanted people to answer so that we can create something relevant.
Okay.
And the overwhelming majority named those problems which we in the end tackled with our courses. So first one was listening, so not being able to follow Hungarian conversations in real life. And the other like biggest issues of learners were the prefixes, the suffixes, the sentence structure, not being able to form sentences themselves, although they already know many words. And with both courses, what we did was work together with a so-called beta group. So this beta group, it was basically volunteers from those people, from the circle of those people who receive our daily words. So we asked them like, who wants to volunteer and help us create this course so that we can make it relevant for you? And what we did was first send these volunteers, like this beta group, a prototype of each course. And as we built the courses, we asked them for feedback along the way. So yeah, as I said, our goal in the end was with both courses to ensure that they really do what the learners need them to do. So we had their needs in focus the whole time.
Okay. So how do you see what you do working in partnership with the other ways of learning Hungarian?
Yeah, definitely. So many of our learners mentioned that they use the material together with their teacher or Hungarian tutor. So you can definitely combine like both of the courses with further learning methods.
I could definitely see that. For me, the best way to learn is to combine different approaches. That way I have a variety of exposure to multiple strategies, different systems, bring in different ideas. And the more I hear something, the more I can, and different applications, it just helps me learn. So I think Hungarian learners need to find the approaches that work for them and serve their needs. And, you know, we're all in just different situations. So can we offer a special deal for our listeners?
Absolutely. I'd say with the code Hungarian Living, we offer 30% off both our courses. And they were great in combination, as we talked about it earlier.
Yes. Okay. So be sure to check out the show notes for the details and links to the resources mentioned in this episode. And Julie, thank you for spending time visiting with me today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. It was great. And we will probably have you back for a little more discussion on Hungarian language. So thanks for listening to this episode of Hungarian Living, and we will catch you next time. Hungarian Living is a division of Magyar Marketing, the Hungarian store, where you can find meaningful gifts with Hungarian style. Check us out at magyarmarketing.com. And special thanks to Stephen Cicek and the Animal Cannibals for the show music. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of Hungarian Living, please subscribe and share this podcast with your favorite Hungarian. Check out our show notes for links to resources mentioned in this episode. If you have a question or comment, email us at podcast@hungarianliving.com. We'll catch you next time.